Light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. Tell it among the nations, Alleluia. Our love reigns from the tree, Alleluia. O Jesus, loving Prince of Peace, take war from each rebellious heart. Unite within one common fold all those whom sin still keeps apart. It was for this you opened wide your arms in welcome on the tree, revealing in your shattered heart the kind of love that makes us free. All whom the dross of sin beguiles refuse to welcome this your reign, but you are love and hope of all. In triumph gladly we proclaim. We praise you, loving Prince of Peace. O Jesus, come, our praise we sing. O Abba, come, O Spirit, come. Receive the homage that we bring. Amen. His reign is an everlasting reign, and all who are leaders of peoples shall serve and obey him. Servants of God, sing praise. Praise God's holy name. Bless the name of the Holy One, both now and forever. From the rising of the sun to its setting, praised be the holy name. Adonai towers above the nations. God's glory shines over the heavens. Who compares to the Holy One, who is enthroned so high, yet stoops from the heights to look down, to observe both heaven and earth. Love lifts the humble from the dust, and raises the poor from the mire, to be seated with leaders of the people, and to wear a crown of joy. The childless, no longer alone, rejoice in many children. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. His reign is an everlasting reign, and all who are leaders of peoples shall serve and obey him.
A reading from the letter to the Ephesians. God raised Christ from the dead, and seated him at the right hand in heaven, high above every principality, power, virtue, and domination, and every name that can be given in this age or in the age to come. God has put all things under Christ's feet, and has made him thus exalted, head of the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills the universe in all its parts. The Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Adonai, our God, the Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and exult, giving God the glory. Adonai, our God, the Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and exult, giving God the glory. Victory and power and empire have been won by our God, and all authority for the Anointed One. Let us rejoice and exult, giving God the glory. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of Love. Adonai, our God, the Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and exult, giving God the glory. Behold the human one, the Orient is his name. He shall sit upon the throne and rule, and shall speak peace to the nations. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not snatch at equality with God. Lord Jesus, he emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of human beings. Lord Jesus, and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Lord Jesus, therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name. Lord Jesus, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. Lord Jesus, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Abba. Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Abba. Glory to the Abba, and the Word, and the Holy Breath of Love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Behold the human one, the Orient is his name. He shall sit upon the throne and rule, and shall speak peace to the nations.
O ruler and shepherd, you gather your sheep from every land. Give us pasture in green and fertile meadows. O servant leader, You are the way, the truth, and the life. Heal the sick, seek out the lost, guard the strong. Call back those who have wandered away. Strengthen those who waver. Gather all sheep into one flock. O Judge of all ages and all actions, help us to serve the least of your sisters and brothers, and place us at your right hand, that we may inherit what you have prepared for us from the beginning of the world. O Prince of Peace, break the weapons of war, and inspire the nations with your peace. O deepest desire of all nations, gather humanity and all the good things of your creation into one family of your holy people, that, united in the Holy Spirit, all may acknowledge and serve you in one another. O risen Christ, firstborn of the dead and firstfruits of those who have fallen asleep, bring all who have died to the glory of the resurrection.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
O Holy One, you have revealed in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus the immeasurable love which is the power and glory of your reign on earth as in heaven. May all who confess that Jesus Christ is Lord follow him in sharing food with the hungry, healing the sick, welcoming immigrants and strangers, visiting those in prison, and restoring the beauty and health of your creation. Yours is the power and glory of love, both now and forever. Amen. May the blessing of God, who is the joy and the glory of all the saints, be with us this evening and always. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Mother of Mercy, our Queen, we greet you, our life, our hope, our happiness, we hail you. We call to you as Eve's own children and exiles. To you we lift our hearts in sorrow and fear, in this valley of tears. Turn then, our loving advocate, and look with favor upon us. And after our life in exile, show us the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus. O gracious, O loving, O Virgin benign, our Mother Mary. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. Holy, mighty, and immortal God, through the working of the Holy Spirit, you prepared the body and soul of the glorious Virgin Mother Mary as a worthy dwelling for your word. Grant that we, who celebrate her memory each evening, may with the help of her prayers be freed from ever-present evil and come to share the fullness of life eternal. Amen.